What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the King's Court Podcast, presented to you by RateCrushers.com. Everyone go to RateCrushers.com, whether that be for mortgage insurance, boating insurance, motorcycle insurance, renter's insurance. Make sure you're not overpaying for that coverage and let them crush your current rate. Go to RateCrushers.com. Those brokers will have you covered. The show is also presented to you by FanDuel.com. Everyone go to FanDuel.com, whether you're using their DFS site or using them for their sports book. Use promo code KingsCourt, the name of this podcast, and they'll match up to $500 of that very first deposit. Huge shout out to you guys, man. I really appreciate every single one of you that have been supporting this show. And speaking of support, I mean, I think we have like close to 3,000 downloads this past week. 3,000 downloads on the first week back to iTunes, the first week back to youtube.com/SatKingsNation, where you guys can watch the video version of this show. Man, appreciate that love. I appreciate that support, man. It's great to know that you guys are out there still loving this show. If you haven't done so already and you're watching this on YouTube, please do me the huge favor of hitting that subscribe button there on the bottom right, as well as that bell icon, so you're the first one here to watch all of these clips and all of these videos. Yeah, and it's very interesting, man. I haven't done a solo show in a minute. This show is going to be solo. I'm not joined by any guests. I will be having guests on down the road. I have some people lined up, some people that I'm also talking to. Really hoping for a super special guest. My fingers are crossed for that. But yeah, you guys like the hat? Shout out to my boy Leo Bias, or I work on his channel doing NBA Best Bets. It's another side of mine, NBABestBets.substack.com, where I'll be giving out picks. You guys become a subscriber there, as well as this site, youtube.com/SatKingsNation, right? Or you guys want written pieces? SatKingsNation.substack.com. We're back. I'm fully back in action, man, covering the Kings full time. It's a lot of fun. Very interesting. It's a lot of work. I forgot how much work it is being doing this full time. But hey, man, I love it. I love being back. So let's go ahead and jump right on into this. This is a big question. I think this is going to take up the majority of the show. And it's going to be, is it time for the Kings to start tanking? You guys see it there in the bottom ticker. Do what it says, like, subscribe. Is it time for the Kings to start tanking? It's a great question. And following a huge loss in last night's matchup against the New Orleans Pelicans, I'm not opposed to it. You know, the Pelicans are currently holding that 10th and final play-in spot, or I believe they are. It could still be the Blazers, actually. Let me go check this out. Let me go pull up the standing so I'm not telling you guys something wrong. Yeah, so the Pelicans holding that 10th and final play-in spot. The Kings are 4 games back now. Tonight, we'll go over this matchup as well. They face off against the San Antonio Spurs. We'll talk about that in a little bit. A 6.5-point underdogs. It's just every game is must win if they were ever going to have a chance to make this play-in spot. And I told you guys, like, prior, like, 2.5 games back coming out of the break, like, that's a lot. Like, it seemed like it was close. It seemed like it was obtainable. And arguably it was. But that's a lot of games in the NBA where there's just so much talent, and the Kings just still haven't had enough time to gel. They only got 2 practices. I was really, like, preaching the Kings are going to be able to practice during the All-Star break, and they didn't. They only got 2 due to the mandate rules. So that was pretty interesting. I just think it's time that we start seeing what the duo has in Fox and the Ox, De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. And really testing out these other guys, testing out these lineups, seeing what's cement and what's sand. I've always said that. The Kings need building blocks. Obviously, they now have their corner pieces done to this puzzle, to this thing that they're building, right? This puzzle that they're building, this house that they're building, their foundation is set. De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis are going to be the foundational pieces of this franchise moving forward. I think Harrison Barnes is a nice glue piece. He's someone that the Kings are going to need. I think Dante DiVincenzo has just been a guy that they really wanted. His shot just hasn't really been there. He had that one good game against, I think it was, OKC? 4 3-pointers in that game. It was a good game. I mean, DiVincenzo can do that at any time. Like, he's capable of going off, but is he really that shooter? Can he find his legs again? Can he be the player that we all expected him to be when the Kings first went after him from Milwaukee? So that's a big question for me. Davion Mitchell, I want to see him get some starter minutes. I want to see him next to De'Aaron Fox a little bit more, maybe as a starter, and see what that does. But I'll be personally honest, though. Like, I like Davion Mitchell as that backup guard. I think it just makes sense for him to be there. I think the Kings should definitely find more shooting to add to their starting lineup, or just that solidify that wing position. I think power forward, small forward should bounce around between Harrison Barnes and somebody else. PJ Washington, Jeremy Grant, whatever it might be. I mean, that's probably who the Kings are already eyeballing. The Kings have been tied to Jeremy Grant for a while. The Kings have been in talks with the Charlotte Hornets multiple times about Rashawn Holmes. So maybe that's something that they pursue in the offseason. And the Kings, that's the best part about the Kings. The Kings have so many pieces to still build around this team. I mean, Rashawn Holmes, great contract. I know a lot of Kings fans love him. I went to a debate just the other day with somebody that's a huge Kings fan and is a huge Rashawn Holmes fan, is like, no, Sabonis and Holmes work together tremendously, like, just play them together. And my argument was, having a beat writer on this show that covers that team daily, that travels with the team to cover them for the Indy Star, coming on here and saying that Miles Turner and Sabonis didn't work, and Miles Turner can shoot. And he can. I mean, Miles Turner is a shooter. I mean, especially next to Rashawn Holmes, he's a real shooter. And that didn't work out. They said it clogged the paint a lot. I mean, can you see it at times? Maybe. But I just think that Holmes is a starting caliber player. I've always said that he's best served as a super sub, as a backup. But then the argument can be made, like, and I have to check out his contract. I guess I can check that out right now. I'd have to check out his contract. But Damian Jones, man, like, how do you take that guy off the floor? His energy has just been so high. I mean, he's been a shot blocker for the Kings. He's been everything the Kings have needed him to be since taking over that backup center role in place of Rashawn Holmes. And, you know, I'm pulling up his contract right now. There's 2 years left on his deal, it says. So there's still another year. Yeah, so he is a free agent at the end of this season. So, no, this is his final year of his deal. So he's 1 year left. This is it. Do the Kings bring him back, and then that allows them to trade Rashawn Holmes? That's a possibility, because I don't know if Damian Jones gets a lot outside of this market. I mean, he was making $2 million this year. Get him to five six, still cheaper than Rashawn, half price of Rashawn. I think that makes a lot of sense. Allow him to serve as that primary backup to Sabonis. I think that makes a lot of sense. And no, I don't think Trey Lyles is the answer. I've been seeing that a lot. Trey Lyles did play good in that one game, being the starter. He can fill that role. People calling him the Bielitsa. He's a serviceable backup. I like him. I mean, I like Chimezie Metu as well. I think Chimezie Metu can have one of those games as well. I think Trey Lyles is a more fundamentally sound player than Chimezie Metu. But I wouldn't surprise me if they go back to that at some point. I think the biggest thing that people have to understand, though, is that the Kings need a head coach. And as much as the lovable guy that Alvin Gentry is, and, you know, his openness to the media and how he likes to talk about this team and how he is able to speak about the things that are needed for this team to improve, I mean, you got to applaud him for it, but he's just not the coach for this era. He's not the coach for this Kings team. And, you know, I'll be the guy that says a name that I don't think a lot of people are going to like. I really don't think you guys are going to like this name. Like, I really don't. I mean, I see people saying Frank Vogel is a possibility, Kenny Atkinson is a possibility. I still think, it'll probably never happen. And again, I know not a lot of you guys aren't going to like it, but I like Dave Yeager. I still think Dave Yeager has upside as a head coach. Like, to see what he was doing with that Memphis team back in the day and how he wanted to change the pace to up-tempo. Like, his up-tempo mindset was defense first, and that allows you to push the pace. I like that for Dave Yeager. I think Dave Yeager could be a really nice fit. Obviously, I don't think the Kings will ever go back to it. Kenny Atkinson is a maybe for me. I mean, he's a nice developmental coach. He was nice with that Nets team when they had D'Lo and all them. Yeah, maybe that does look good. Maybe that is something that the Kings should pursue and look at. But I feel like it's going to be a coach that we haven't even really talked about yet. Like someone that is completely off the radar. I've heard some names behind the scenes. I've heard some names. I got to talk to somebody recently about a person that the Kings are eyeballing. And, you know, I like the name. It's very interesting. The Kings' ties with this player, or with this player, with this coach, is interesting. And I want to see how the Kings pursue it. And, yeah. Very, I'd have to see more though. I mean, I would definitely want to see more, but the history is there. The reason why they would pursue him is there. Young coach. I believe this would be his first head coaching job. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Speaking of ties to the Kings, who's going to be at that? The barn, the old barn on the 19th. I'll be there. I'll be taking videos. I'll be saying hi to everybody. And it should be a lot of fun seeing all those memories. And you know, that'll be something that I want you guys to do for me here, as I will be giving away 2 tickets to a upcoming Kings game. I have to have them, so I can't tell you which one it is, but you guys just send me your best Arco Arena memory. Sleep Train Arena. Power Balance Pavilion, whatever you want to call it. You send me that on Twitter, your best video. Just send me a little 60-second clip, just a game of your history there. I want to see history because I want to make a montage video of people's history. And we'll post it, and the winner will get 2 free tickets to a upcoming Sacramento Kings home game, which is going to be relatively soon. I mean, there's only a handful of home games left at VM Center. You guys see it right there. Go ahead and at me. Let me see that video. We'll be giving that away. That'll go on until Monday, so until the next show. You guys keep continue sending those in until you guys see that I'm recording on Monday, which I believe is when I'm going to be having my next guest, which I'm very excited about. Yeah. So that should be pretty entertaining. I like that. Again, that's a lot of memories, man. Like, I never got to see, you know, this is a crazy thing. I never even got to experience a Kings playoff game in the arena. Obviously I've experienced Sacramento while the Kings were winning, and man, those days were just so much fun where everyone was a legit Kings fan. Now it's sad when, and I know a lot of you guys aren't in Sacramento that are watching this, but back in the day in Sacramento when the Kings were going, that arena was extremely loud. You would leave there as if you were in a Monster Jam like contest, and people were just revving up their – like it was so loud your ears were hurting, and people left there smiling whether it was a win or a loss. Like Arco Arena, that place was the best, man. And I remember the – back in the day, everyone knew where the players came out. They knew when they were – like the buses were leaving and things like that, or when they would drive off, and you would see – countless amount of fans just waiting in this little garage area, waiting for them to leave and seeing their favorite player come out. And, you know, it's funny that, you know, I was just watching it on NBA TV. It was the Kobe Bryant and Shaq one-on-one. And they were talking about how their fans were waiting there. And I know exactly what they're talking about. Like, fans were literally waiting there. And they were mooning the Lakers coming into the arena. Because I know someone that was doing it. It wasn't me, but I know someone that was doing it. So this is true. Like, they're not lying. Like, the people were mooning the Lakers bus. And so to hear them saying that they were mooning people on the way out that were still waiting on the way out, I find that to be pretty hilarious. But, yeah, let's go say goodbye to that old barn. I believe it's March 19th. It should be a lot of fun. Good time. I'll be there. Like I said, I'll be there with the camera recording. And for the contest, send me your favorite Arco Arena clip. I just find something, take a little video clip of it, 60 seconds, just a favorite moment of yours. Maybe it's the sound. Maybe it's you watching a game at home not even at the arena. Just send me your best memories, and I would love to hear it, man. I'd love to see it. Another cool memory was the first time I ever got credentialed, and I got to cover the practices for the Reno Bighorns, and they were practicing in the practice facility, and, you know, that was really cool because I actually had a friend of mine that was trying out for that team. And it was actually, I remember all as well, like 4 days later, they did an open gym for it. And that was one of the first times I ever got to shoot on an NBA court and like actually play. That was a lot of fun doing that open run with those guys. So shout out to the Sacramento Kings, man, in that Arco Arena. I miss Arco Arena. Oh, to me, it'll always be Arco Arena. I've never called it Power Balance Pavilion ever. That's probably the worst name. I do remember being Sleep Train. I was like, all right, Sleep Train, I mean, that's fine. But Power Balance Pavilion, that never stuck with me. Never. Good memories in that thing, man. Good memories. Looking forward, man. Like, it's the Kings are at that point now where the Golden 1 Center is about to be just like a glamorous arena. That's it, because the talent on the inside needs to be figured out. Like I said, the Kings have their foundational pieces with Fox and Sabonis, but it's about acquiring everything else. The biggest acquisition they're going to make is going to be a head coach. And after that, I think shooting is obvious. I think Rashawn Holmes is a big trade piece. It's that pick. And is it time to start tanking? And I know people hate that. I mean, time to tank. I'm not big on the tank. I mean, I think the Kings will lose by themselves. I don't necessarily believe that they have to quote unquote tank. I think that the losses will just continue to come up. But I don't necessarily. I think the Kings know that they're going to be in a lottery. They're a lottery bound team. Being in the top 14 this year, I think that it's very top heavy talent. I think there's only four legit prospects, especially after talking to Rafael Barlow. Like, there's really only like two, and then maybe a top four, top five of players. The rest is just kind of whatever. Kings getting into that top five, they're gonna get the bottom of end of it. It's just a weak draft class. So to trade away that pick and matching it together with a Rashawn Holmes, I think that just makes sense for a team that's contending, that's ready to take that next step. Again, I'll throw out Joe Harris. I think Joe Harris is a real possibility. Do you reach out to the Hornets and see what kind of deal you can get done for a PJ Washington? I do believe that there's going to be talent available. I know it didn't happen, but Pascal Siakam is still someone I have on my mind. And I know that it'll be extremely hard. I know you Toronto fans hate me every time I say that, but to me, I don't see where he fits anymore. Like, they need a center. Rashawn Holmes fits that. You get a draft pick. What else would you – maybe two? Maybe add in another first? I mean, Pascal's not a young cat. I mean, he's around the same age as Harrison Barnes. He's about to be pushing into his 30s. Pascal's someone I have my eye on. Jeremy Grant is someone I have my eye on. Jeremy Grant makes a lot of sense to me. It's just – the player and play style makes sense, the play style makes sense? The position makes sense, but does the player make sense? If you guys understand what I'm saying, it's just there's a lot of quotes going around, or I shouldn't even say quotes. There's a lot of rumblings going around that he wants the ball in his hands. He's a ball in his hands type of player and things like that. I'm not 100% sure on it. So I think that obviously I'd be pumped if the Kings did go after Jeremy Grant and were able to find a way to acquire him in some way. I do believe he's going to go to the Blazers. PJ Washington is still the guy for me that I love to see on this Kings team. I think he makes the most sense. Joe Harris makes the most sense for any Rashawn Holmes deal for me. There's still other shooters out there, though. Malik Beasley is another. There's just a lot of talent out there, but you see that these are fitting pieces, and that's what I keep trying to tell people is before the Kings were looking for a number two. I mean, Halliburton wasn't that, and Halliburton could potentially be a stud. I'm not saying that he's not going to be, but the Kings were looking for a number two. They were looking for a secondary score. They were looking for someone that can help this team and take a offensive load off of the shoulders of De'Aaron Fox and you know, get you an easy bucket. They have that. They have a legit 1-2 punch now. Now it's time to fill in all of the other roles. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't talk about. They just zoom in on the fact that it's Halliburton has this upside and Sabonis is, you know, Sabonis. But Sabonis is still the best player in that trade so far. Best chance to be an all-star is next year. I mean, he could be an all-star next year. I think he's an all-star before Halliburton's an all-star. You know, I think I believe Sabonis will be an all-star again before Halliburton is an all-star for the first time. I'll throw that out there. But all those secondary pieces don't matter until we know who is running the ship, because I heavily, strongly doubt that it's going to be Alvin Gentry. It won't be Alvin Gentry. I'll come out and say it won't be Alvin Gentry. And again, I know who the Kings are looking at. And because I was told behind the scenes, I won't say it. I have to do my own research before I start discussing it. But the idea is interesting. I think the idea is very interesting. And it's something that it makes sense for why the Kings would go in that direction. And it would put a smile to a lot of Kings fans' face if it worked out. Like, that is the guy and it works out and he makes the most sense. Like, fans would be excited. Kings fans would be excited. Let's move on to the last topic of the day as we round out the end of this show here. And it's the Sacramento Kings, a 6.5-point underdogs against the San Antonio Spurs. This is a very interesting matchup as it is the second night of a back-to-back for the Kings. The San Antonio Spurs currently have an offensive rating of a 109 that sits 14th in the NBA, where the Sacramento Kings, not too far behind, but do fall down the chart. They are 107 offensive rating that sits them at 22nd in the league. Defensively, I don't even believe it's going to be close. Yet defensively, you have the San Antonio Spurs currently ranked at 20th. On the season of a 109.4 rating, where the Sacramento Kings are second to last. They're at 29th, holding that spot all on their own at 112.1. I would normally say that pace is, again, it would be a huge factor for them. Like, pace could be a big thing for the Kings, as they're normally a high-end pace team. But get this. Kings are 8th at a 101.4 in pace. The Spurs are tied for third in pace at a 102.4. So the biggest advantage that the Kings have on most teams in pace, they don't even have against this team. So then you turn to the defense. Oh, defensively, this team is better. Offensively, this opposing team is better. Second night of a back-to-back. You're going to see a lot of Jakob Poeltl in this game, just so you guys know. Poeltl's going to try and go off in this game against Sabonis. I love that matchup. Keldon Johnson against Harrison Barnes, love that matchup. But obviously, the matchup of the day, without a doubt, is going to be DeJounte Murray versus De'Aaron Fox. And I think that matchup is must-see TV. A lot of people didn't know where to rank DeJounte before. Now people have DeJounte Murray above De'Aaron Fox in terms of a talent. Especially now since the Halliburton trade. They're like, oh, DeJounte is way better. DeJounte is the all-star. When last season, Fox was putting up those same numbers. So, matchup of the night, without a doubt, DeJounte Murray versus De'Aaron Fox. I mean, that's the matchup to watch right there. And I think it's definitely going to be one to see. Plus 6.5 for the Kings. I think it's a lot of points. I like plus 6.5. I don't think that this Spurs team is all that good. Like, I'll be honest. Lonnie Walker is hit or miss. He's been hot. At some point, you throw some water on that guy, he should cool off. DeJounte is going to be a factor. Fox, how is he going to respond? I think the Kings cover here. I like the Kings plus 6.5. Throwing that out there. You guys can see actually all of my big bet picks, all my real picks where I put my real money on the line at nbabestbets.substack.com. You guys want the written articles for this website? SatKingsNation.com.substack.com. That's a free subscription. Go there now. Go subscribe. We got pregames, postgames, articles, columns, everything and more. SatKingsNation.substack.com. Shout out to our sponsor once again, RateCrushers.com. Your insurance brokers. Make sure you're not overpaying for your insurance coverage, whether that be mortgage, motorcycle, renters, anything like that. Don't be overpaying for that insurance. RateCrushers.com will crush your rates today. FanDuel.com is a sponsor as well. Use the promo code KingsCourt. They match up to $500 of that deposit. I've been your host today. My name is Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/SatKingsNation. I appreciate all of your guys' support, man. I really do. This is a lot of fun for me. At the same time, it's a lot of hard work. So you guys hitting that subscribe, hitting that like, hitting the dislike, honestly, it doesn't really matter. As long as you guys are listening to the content, commenting on the content, and creating a platform, which is exactly what I'm doing. I'm building this platform out, and I appreciate all of the support, all the love that you guys are giving me, man. Again, I can't shout you guys out any more than I have today, because the love I got and the new subscribers that we got and the new ratings and reviews that we got on iTunes, you guys are the absolute best. So I appreciate every single one of you. Good luck out there. If you guys are following me on NBA Best Bets, man, I think that's really it. So until next time, Sacramento Kings fans.